you are M31. Let me bring it up for my driver. KBW up here. That's here and get in on UHF. On the handheld in the driveway. Keep this up here. What?
I said I was in the other room. Is that somebody trying to get in on UHF?
Yeah, me from my driveway and handheld. Bring it up and I can hear it. I can hear 382. Keep this up here.
Well, how'd you guys break today?
Everything. Why you ask?
Oh, I don't know. I know you guys were out there working. So, sounds like a full day.
Yep, just get home now. Get a bunch of work up and move the 3-8 and UH up. I'm trying to get in the house here. Give it up to there.
Randy, you out here?
I am.
When you said reboot the hub, do you mean just reconnect the FBI and the MI2?
I think so. Fred had asked me to send that to you earlier.
Yeah, okay, I had it disconnected for the false set. Because they were going to use the FBI repeaters for the set. And I forgot to connect it back up. I don't see any problems, so I'm assuming that's all it was. Anyhow, it's back connected.
Yeah, I pretty much believe that's what he was talking about, Sean. Thanks.
Cool beans. How you doing? I haven't talked to you in a bit.
Copy that.
All right, then, we'll let you guys sound tired. Long day. I'm sure I'll get the rundown. I'll look in the Slack and see what work you guys got done. But if you guys are just getting home now, man, you got to have knocked out a lot of stuff. Catch you later, W8FU.
Sierra Papa number 4, Alpha Romeo Tango, via Echo Link Network, QRZ. Sierra Papa number 4, Alpha Romeo Tango, via Echo Link Network, QRZ. Sierra Papa number 4, Alpha Romeo Tango, via Echo Link Network, QRZ. Sierra Papa number 4, Alpha Romeo Tango, via Echo Link Network, QRZ. Here is Sierra Papa number 4, Alpha Romeo Tango, via Echo Link Network, QRZ. Sierra Papa number 4, Alpha Romeo Tango, via Echo Link Network, QRZ.
KE8ZRI, listening.
FSM handheld test UHF.
About 5 miles an hour. How's that? Any better?
Well, I know you said you're on high power now. Probably about 50-50 noise, but you didn't drop.
All right, I'm going to clear then, K8FW. All right, WFS. Yep, we were definitely into it.
KF8S Mobile.
This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. I'll be net control for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. Are there any stations on frequency that would like to do a pre-net check? And if so, please call now.
This is NEW.
Also net control.
WD8 Delta X-ray Bravo.
You're a great Delta Oscar November.
Okay, Roger, Whiskey Bravo 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo, and Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Any other stations, please call now. This is KAKBD.
NEW.
I have NAWU. Any other stations, please call now. KJBD, net control for Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net taking pre-net check-ins. This is KJBD. Any relays? Nothing heard. This is KJBD, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. We are taking pre-net check-ins. If you want to check in, please call now. This is KJBD.
KEHCYD, in and out.
Could you repeat your call sign, sir, a little slowly?
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Yankee Bravo.
KE8CYD, I show you is in and out, correct?
Copy that.
Thank you much. Any other stations we should check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? This is KJBD, net control, taking pre-net check-ins. Please call now.
Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa.
WHCOP, Chris, got you in the lawn. Next station, please.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo.
KASBE, I have you on log. Next station, please. This is KAJBD. Delta and that control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on Echo Link, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Hawk Common Biscuit, including Aries, NTF, and Skywarm. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTF officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. My name is Jim, and I hold the position of ECRO, Washtenaw County, in District 2. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. WB8, AXC, KEH, BON, N8, OBU, KEH, CYD, E will be in and out, W8, COP, N8, SDE. These stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now. This is KAJBD, Net Control.
Thanks, call for Nikki.
Thanks for calling. I didn't catch anything. Could you repeat the call sign, please?
Zero Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee.
I have Zero Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee. Next station, please. Are there any relays? Nothing heard. Let's move to KEADON. Max, you are up, sir. Your comments.
All right, KHADD and Michigan EIPOC Net. Good afternoon, everyone. Jim, thank you for taking that control today. That's greatly appreciated. We had a good exercise yesterday. Had a higher participation than I was anticipating. That's always pleasant. Had good feedback on the hot wash. I did receive the final report that was forwarded to me today, and I have yet to go through them. I'll delve into them in the next day or so. Let's see here. Looking ahead for the week ahead, Wednesday I've got a state emergency management coordinators meeting that's online. I think we're going to need to take a real trip for several days, which will be good. With that, I hope everybody has a great week ahead. Stay warm, stay dry. I guess it's been a little rainy here today. But anyway, stay safe and healthy. This is KEADON.net.
KEADON, this is KJBD. Yeah, thanks, enjoyed it. We had a good time, learned some goodies, and hopefully we'll be a little better prepared next time for some of the Skywarm stuff. At this point, I guess I'll take it over here. This is KAJBD, Jim, ECRO, Washtenaw County. We sort of had a two-pronged approach to the FCT. One was making sure our hospital nets could be able to communicate using Winlink P2P, primarily using Vera, but also connecting with the Simplex frequency. We were very pleased. We got a little higher antennas. This time we were operating at about 30 feet for each of the two hospitals that participated, and we made connections there. We were not successful in getting to another county, but we're going to be working on that. The big news here is that one of the hospitals right in the center of the county has gotten the approval for a nice antenna for amateur radio use, and it'll be about 10 stories in the air, and that's going to really, really, really improve our reception. Other than that, we also had a secondary net going on, which was the voice, where we were taking information from, quote, the hospital nets, which were, in essence, operating independently, but we figured that into our scenario as they were feeding us health and welfare traffic, and so we passed that to various general members of the ARPSC over the local repeater. It all worked out pretty good there. We were getting NGECs from the state. We were getting stuff from our hospital teams going on. So we were actually quite busy. We had a good time doing it. Really did enjoy it. And like I said, we ironed some kinks out. Found a few others as usual. But it was good net, good exercise. Everything went well. So that's kind of the state of the situation here from Washtenaw County. And at this point, let's move to Whiskey Bravo 8, Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Your comments, sir.
K-A-K-A-B-B, this is Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-Ray Bravo, WD8AXB. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County, and yesterday, Kalamazoo County and St. Joseph County combined to make a group force of 12. We had 12 participants in our net, and that was a good thing. Our simulation with all of us staying at home, I wasn't sure of the level of participation. So whereas I thought it was pretty low for Kalamazoo County, we got what did I count? About 7 people from St. Joseph County. So that was impressive and nice, and that was with a couple of people that I know would have participated. They were out of town doing some traveling. So anyway, that worked out well. We used the two repeaters that the club has control over, one on 2 meters, one on 70 centimeters. And they also have backup power and have solar recharging. So, and I know the batteries are about a year old. So, we were using, or could have had the use of emergency power if we needed to as part of the exercise, as those repeaters are reliable and ready to go. Let's see, we also use CW, as I understand Wayne and Washtenaw County used. So we had a network of 2 stations on 80 meter CW, so that was good. We just wanted a nice, quiet, and secure background as in case we needed it. So we tested it, and it worked, and the thought process is we want to expand the HFCW net as another working simplex, as you might say. And we know we've got some hams where their only HF rig is QRP, and whether they can do, you know, sideband or CW, we'll work that out in future tests and discussions. District 5 had at least 3 counties working in the SET. I don't know if there was a 4th. Let's see, when KD8RHB makes his report, maybe he can advise whether or not there was a 4th county, but there were definitely 3 involved in the exercise that I'm aware of. And we were able to send a message by a 2-meter FM from our county over to Calhoun County, where the District 5 DEC was located. Let's see here. Soon after the hot wash yesterday, the statewide hot wash, I had a contact on 40 meters with a ham friend of mine up in Pentwater. He was running 50 watts to a short random wire antenna. I'm thinking it's probably 40 or 50 feet worth of wire that he had up in a tree at a campground. And 40 meter sideband at that time of day was perfect between Kalamazoo County and whatever county Pentwater is in. I guess he was actually in what they call the Mears State Campground in Pentwater. So I had a nice voice QSO yesterday afternoon after our exercise was over. So Jim, that'll get me through the week here. Got a dental appointment on Thursday, not looking forward to that, but hopefully the cleaning will be all that is necessary. And with that, we'll turn it back to you, Jim. KHABD from WD8 Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Over.
Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Got your call sign connected there. Yeah, sounds like you guys had a really good experience with the SEC, too. The one guy who's doing CW here is a very young fellow. He's one of our newer NCSs. And, boy, that guy's a CW whiz. He's really, really good. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments there. What I'll do now is I'll take this opportunity to see if anyone else wants to check into the net. This is Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo. Please call now. We had a lot of stuff there. Sounds like the people doubled. Some coming in from EHF and UHF. Please try again. This is KHABD.
This is KC8, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron from Saginaw County.
Okay, I got a Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, correct?
Roger, Roger, coming in from the link site.
Okay, thanks for checking in. Anybody else out there? It sounded like a double, so please call now. KHABD. Any relays? Okay, nothing heard. Let's move on down the list. Let's move next to NAOBU, and thanks to you for setting up the VHF UH link. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. You are up for comments, sir.
Nothing really new going here. I got a call that the D-Star repeater in Lansing was off the air, which is under my caretake, and I'm the one that put it up there. But I went up and rebooted the Raspberry Pi because it's the MTR 2000 within the Raspberry Pi. She went right back online, so I was happy to find out it wasn't anything serious. Other than that, I'm just trying to get everything settled around, get ready for the weather change here in winter. So thank you again for being that control. I do appreciate it. I'm not capable of doing, you know, a lot of the tests that you guys do, so I just try to do the support that I can do. You guys take care, and I'll be sitting here listening. And it'll be you.
Hi, NAW, it's KJBD. Yep, thanks for all you guys do. Boy, it's always nice when a simple reboot works. With that, let's move now to Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papaya. Chris, your comments, sir.
Well, good afternoon, Jim, and good afternoon to everyone on the net. This is W8COP EC for Ogemaw County. And what do we got? 47 degrees here currently. Unfortunately, we weren't able to participate in the set yesterday. There were some conflicts with our group, but I'm glad that there was good participation, and we look forward to the spring set. I'm going to be going over tomorrow to Iosco County, to assist the newly appointed EC for IOSCO, Pete K-E-8-J-K-I. We're going to go into the EOC tomorrow and just kind of sort out what equipment they have, what's working, what's not, and what we need to do to get him up to speed so he can take care of the EC duties for IOSCO County. With that, that's about it. So I'll send it back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net, Jim. 73 from W8COP.
W8COP, this is KAJBD. Yeah, no, thanks for checking in. Hopefully tag you in the Thursday morning Vera FM, or Vera HF P2P connection that we do on a regular basis here. That's always a nice thing to do. And again, thanks for all you do. Let's move now to N8SBE. Dave, your comment.
Yeah, KJBD on the net, November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo. I don't have a whole lot here going on except for this coming week we're going to have freezing or near freezing temperatures starting Monday night and going through Friday night. So people who have hoses and other things outdoors that they haven't drained yet, it's time to get cracking this weekend to take care of that. I've got RV that has not been winterized, and I'm actually making plans to mitigate that because we are planning to take it down to Tennessee the following week, and so I do not want to winterize it now and then have to de-winterize it again. So that's what's occupying my time and attention right now. I did get the replacement radio for my ITOM 7000 that I use in the truck that finally died on me after more than 20 years of service. And so I now have an ITOM 7100 as a replacement. And I just got a mount for my high-tier antenna, so we'll be back again running HF mobile. And I hope to be able to do that while I'm driving to Tennessee. So that's kind of where we're at. Back to that AGBD and NHBE.
All right, NHBE is KJBD. Yeah, I know the RVs, still RV season here. Glad to see that the radios are back up and running on HF for you, and I really do appreciate your participation in the SET as well as all the fire and test nets that we do. So once again, thanks very much, sir. Appreciate your participation. At this point, I'll take a moment and see if there are any check-ins to the Michigan ARPSC net. This is KJBD Net Control. Please call now. Are there any relays? Okay, nothing heard. Let's move now to Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee, my partner in crime at the Washtenaw County EOC. Thanks very much, Steve, for doing all you did with the digital stations yesterday. We were both very, very busy. So, KBNAY, you were up for comments, sir.
Hey, KBD in the net, this is KBNAY. Yeah, we had Windlink action, total of 31 Windlink messages we handled, either as injects or as acknowledgments or reports. So a lot of Windlink traffic. Also, a couple weeks ago, my Windlink Tri-Mode HF station, which is an RMF, here, handled a health and welfare message from Central North Carolina reporting to their family to a Gmail account, and it came through my RMF, so I was happy to serve and help the Helene aftermath that way. So this is KBADY, back to net.
KBDAY, this is KJBD. Yeah, thanks for that. And yeah, that Tri-Mode station is a real asset to Washtenaw County. And certainly appreciate your comments, sir.
Let's move next to Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Your comments, sir.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. I'm ECRO for Saginaw County. We did participate in the SET yesterday. Had a good turnout, considering. Still, I got some guys that are off on vacation and off camping and that still with the nice weather yet. We had five people that we had in person that were at a couple of locations at our 911 center communications room, as well as the one of the local hospitals, the communications room that's in the ER of that hospital. We also had six other people that called in part of the net and gave us information from that. So we had a total of 11 people that had participated in the exercise yesterday. We were able to do quite a few things. We contacted four other counties via their local repeaters. We also used the District 3 repeater for another contact, so that was good. We were able to reach several directly on their repeaters to the other counties, which was a test of the system. Our 911 center antennas are only up about two stories, so that was pretty good communications, at least with those. We also did some Windlink traffic, both through the local node and point-to-point. So we did that as well. Let me break. I'm on the UHF link. Okay, and we also have Mesh Tastic operational here in Saginaw County. We got a couple of nodes that are up on a couple of the high-rises in the county. We also did Mesh-Tastic communications through texting between the hospital and 911 in both directions. We also were able to contact from 911 to the west side of the county through the links. So that is progressing as far as that. We've got about 10 guys here in the county that are utilizing the Mesh-Tastic 900 megahertz system for backup texting communications. So that was kind of a little functional test, see what would work at least with the nodes that we have up and operational right now. So that was a good test as well. That's what I got from Saginaw County. We will have our hot wash to follow up with that on the 24th of the month with our area group at that point. So this is KC8YDF, back to
KC8YDF, this is KJVD. Yeah, sounds like you guys covered a lot of ground up there in a lot of different areas. Very nice, very nice. At this point, let's see, is there anyone else out there that would wish to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net? If so, please call now. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, net control.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Good evening, Jim.
That recognizes KD8RHB. Any other check-ins, please call now. Any relays? KD8RHB, how's it going? Brett, you were up for comments. Let's have at it, sir.
Good afternoon, Jim. Everyone on the net. Just been running around. Been pretty crazy today, trying to get some stuff done. Anyways, Calhoun County. We participated in the simulated emergency test yesterday. I felt like we had a really good exercise. Participation was fair. However, with the folks that we did have, I think we achieved what we wanted, and also. Following the guidelines of the measles. So, anyways, not too much more to add. Just looking forward to next week. We're going to be going camping again for the entire week. So, hopefully, we'll have some good weather. Anyways, give it back to you, and thanks for having that, Jim. This is KGRHP.
KD8RHB, this is KJBD. Yeah, you guys had a pretty impressive hot watch entry there. That was very nice. And definitely enjoy the time off because, you know, time goes fast. It really does. So are there any other stations out there wishing to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net? Please call now. This is KAJBD Net Control. Are there any relays? KAGON, this is KAJBD. Do you have any closing comments or should we shut her down? This is KAJBD.
KAJBD, KAGON, well, I'll just say thank you again to you for taking that control this afternoon. Thanks for everybody for checking in this afternoon. If you didn't do it yet, please turn in your ARRL set form. It's Aries ARRL. Aries.ARRL.org/Aries, I think is the URL. If you don't find it, give me a shout, and I'll be happy to locate it for you. That's important because we've always been, well, not always, but for the last couple of years, we've been number two in the reporting, and then the sad part of it is we're number two behind Ohio, so we want to fix that because that's just plain wrong. Hey, thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. KE81 out.
Hi, KAGON, KJBD. Yeah, thanks for the reminder. I got to go do that tonight. Make sure I get their ARL stuff in. So are there any other stations out there for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net? If you wish to check in, please call now. This is KAJBD. Are there any relays? Okay, nothing heard. This is KAJBD. We will secure the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net for tonight. Return the frequency to general amateur radio use, and thanks to all that participated. We really appreciate it. This is KAJBD, Net Control, monitoring.
Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful week. And EOBU clearing the remote, 73.
Error 205.
Zero VCO monitoring.
Can I do this?